But so we read in this week's parsha, Parshas Miketz, about Yosef's ascent to power. Yosef goes from simply being a slave, imprisoned, turned upon by his master, by his master's wife, by Ishes Potiphar, and he rises up in prominence, first interpreting the dreams of the butler and the baker, and then ultimately the dreams of Paro. And the Torah explains that Paro was so impressed by Yosef's incredible wisdom and knowledge that Paro decides to make him the viceroy, the second in command of Egypt, calls him Tzafnas Paneach, the revealer of hidden things. And the Torah then goes on to say in the beautiful note that Yosef HaTzadik marries and he has children. And the Torah writes, this is in Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Nun Aleph, chapter 41, verse 51. Vayikra Yosef es Shem HaBachor Menashe. Yosef named the oldest son Menashe. Kinashani Elokim es Kol Amaliv es Kol Beisavi. Because literally translated, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has caused me to forget all of my suffering and my father's home. V'eshem Hashini, the second son he called Ephraim, ki Ephrani Elokim be'eretz ani, because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering. And the truth is, when one looks at these names obviously are descriptive of Yosef's suffering, Yosef's challenges, and so therefore again, Menashe, God has caused me to forget all of my suffering and my father's home. And the second name, God has made me fruitful, God has made me successful in the land of my affliction, land of my suffering. But there seems to be an obvious question. We would have thought that the names actually would have been reversed, that Yosef would have named his first son Ephraim, that God made me successful in the land of my affliction, ki Ephrani Elokim be'eretz anyi, now that I'm successful, that enables me to what? To be a Menashe. Ki nashani Elokim es kol amali ves kol be'esavi. Because of my success, therefore I have the ability to forget all of my difficulties and all the tragic circumstances surrounding my youth. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh explains so beautifully that Yosef HaTzadik is teaching us an incredible lesson. That sometimes in life, the only way to move forward to a beautiful future is to be able to detach oneself from the pain of the past. There are certain things in life, be it familial trauma, or be it different types of tragic or traumatic circumstances, be it situations that are just negative, inherently negative. And sometimes those situations weigh on me so terribly, and they shackle me to some type of dark, compromised past. And Yosef HaTzadik teaches us that sometimes the only way to move on from things is to be able to sever those ties, to be able to distance myself from those episodes, to cut the shackles that tether me to my compromised present in an effort to move forward with the future. And so Yosef HaTzadik says, I have a choice. I was betrayed by my family. I was hurt by my family. I was abused by my family. They treated me like no one should ever treat, no one should ever treat another human being like this, let alone a sibling like this. But Yosef realized, I have a choice. I could hold on to that anger. I could hold on to that animosity. I could hold on to that hurt. And you know what? I'm absolutely within my right to hold on to all of those things. But if I do that, what kind of person do I become? If I do that, if I remain tethered to the pain of the past, it prevents me from self-actualizing in the present and the future. If my life becomes defined, if my identity becomes defined by the pain my brothers inflicted upon me, then I will never be able to develop as an individual to accomplish what I know I need to do and to contribute in the way that I know I have the capability of doing so. And therefore says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh that Yosef makes a calculated decision. The first thing Yosef does is he says, I'm going to be a Menashe. Kinashani Elokim es kol amali. God has allowed me to forget. Now, of course, did Yosef forget? Of course Yosef didn't forget. Because who could ever forget trauma? Who could ever forget such turbulent circumstances? But Yosef made a conscious decision that although he was not going to forget, he was going to move on. He was going to move past those circumstances. Those would no longer be the events in his life that defined who and what he is and will be. But Yosef decided to quote-unquote forget, to compartmentalize, to not allow himself to be labeled as a victim, to not allow himself simply to be labeled by this traumatic circumstance, and to be able to move on, to be able to accomplish, and to be able to do. And it's only once he did that, it's only once Yosef HaTzadik chose to be a Menashe, chose to quote-unquote forget without ever really forgetting, was he able to become an Ephraim. Was he able to self-actualize? Was he able to accomplish? Was he able to be successful even in the land of his suffering? You see, the Baal Shem Tov says, Everyone thinks that the description of the land of my suffering is a reference to Egypt, but the truth is, the Baal Shem Tov explains, the land of my suffering was Yosef's description of his general psychological state. I live in a state of suffering because, even though I say I forgot what my family did to me, as we said before, how could one ever truly forget? I might not forget, but I'm able to compartmentalize. I might not forget, but I'm able not to allow it to define the essence of who I am. And as a result of that, as a result of cutting the ties, of severing the shackles, I was able to self-actualize. I was able to go ahead and accomplish. And I think that this message of the Baal Shem Tov resonates with such profound meaning for us. We all have traumatic and difficult circumstances in life. Some of us had rocky relationships with family. Some of us had other life relationships that did not work out so well. Some of us have experienced failures and letdowns in so many different areas of life. And often, we dwell on those dark chapters. We live in those dark chapters. We don't allow ourselves to move past them. And Yosef tells us that if you live in the past, you close the door to the present and prevent the actualization of a future. The way that Yosef names his sons was not just nice names to give two sweet boys, but it was Yosef's life's mission, and it needs to become ours as well. May we zoche mirtza Hashem to act, to become Menashe's, to be able to compartmentalize and in certain respects cut our ties with the tragic and turbulent circumstances of the past, all in an effort to become an Ephraim, all in an effort to become successful, to self-actualize, and to accomplish all we know we are capable of doing. I take this opportunity to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos, a Freilichen Chanukah, and a Guten Chodesh.